But I never have had any trouble.
Well, that's good. Who is the black family that I
Oh, that's a harsh. Now, he's 75 years old. He's a real, real good nigger. He and his wife both and the children are real nice. Of course, the children are married and gone.
But reminded me of a man that I interviewed over near Jackson. I saw him and the way he spoke. Reminded me of a man.
But he's a real good person. He's lived down there a long time.
Has he?
And he will help you if he can.
I imagine you feel better knowing they're down
there. Oh, yeah.
And they're, what about the people in the other houses up on the crossroad? What's this road that goes across up here?
Oh, I don't, it doesn't, never has had a name that I know of. It just goes in from, comes in off of 84 and goes in, comes out on old 50 High 1 up here. And go on around that way, it comes out on the Smith Lake Road. And then if you go straight down, you come out on 84. And then if you go back through by the housing project, did you come that way?
Yes, I can. Your directions were very good.
Well, that is Williams Extension. I think they call that road up there Williams Extension to that corner.
They had Williams Street or something like this where I turned.
Yeah, but I believe they call it Williams Extension now.
I was kind of surprised at how fast town stopped and country began.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was in the housing project and then just suddenly I was in the country.
Now, you know, when I was a child, all these roads wasn't through there. When I was, I must have been about 14 years old, one of the supervisors got me to carry a petition around, get everybody to sign it, you know, and that's when we got that road through by the housing.
Oh, really?
We used to have, when I was a kid, we had to walk all the way around here, back to old 51, and then back to Brookhaven.
How far is that?
Oh, it's a pretty good ways. It used to take us about an hour to walk it.
Is that right?
And now then children can't walk a half a block.
Oh, mine can.
You know what I heard? This doctor was on television this morning, and he said that back trouble are the biggest complaint now in the United States, where everybody's got back trouble. And he said they don't use any of the muscles, but he said when you got a dishwasher and you got to stoop over to get your dishes all in there, and then stoop over to take it out, so that's the reason so many housewives have backache. He said everything is push
that.
Button.
Button. Just
It is. Everything's push button.
Well, let me ask you some background information about you.
All right.
I ran out of sheets to write it down on, so I copied it on here, and I'll just put it on the tape and copy it on the sheet when I get home. First of all, I need for you to tell me your name.
Julia S.
All right. And your address? All right. And this is what county?
Lincoln.
All right. And the state is?
Mississippi.
Where were you born?
Right here.
In this, right here?
right here at this place. Of course, the old house, it's been changed up. It's not the original old house, because we tore that down in 23, the year I graduated.
And then, did you build this one then?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mrs. said that this was your old home place.
It is. I never have moved. When I married, I just kept on living at home. Of course, my mother and father was dead, and I had one brother that was living at home. He was older, and he's dead.
Do you have any family around here?
I only have one sister, and she lives over in Rankin County. That's the reason I asked if you were from Rankin County. And then I have two nephews. One's in Pascagoula, and one's in New Orleans, and I have one niece. And I have one aunt by marriage that lives over at my grandmother's old place.
Where is it?
Right over behind here. But you know where you live? Stop at that neighbor house down there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just go up that road just a little ways and it sets